Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
I want the sound men to please help me tonight. I need them to put some sound in the monitors for me. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
If you're excited to be in the presence of the Lord tonight, I want you to put your hands together to the King of all kings, to the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Everything in the Bible has a reason. Everything in the Bible. There are three reasons why they clap in the Bible. Don't clap yet. Don't clap. Don't clap. Don't clap. Please don't clap. There are three reasons why they clap in the Bible. The first reason they clap in the Bible is to announce war against Satan. The second reason they clap in the Bible is to announce victory over the devil. The third reason they clap in the Bible is to welcome the King of all kings, the Lord of lords, the Adonai, the Master of all masters, King of kings, A for Alpha, B for Bread of Life, C for Christ, D Deliverer, E El Shaddai, F for the Father, G for God, H the High and Lifted One, I am that I am, J for Jesus, K for the King of Kings, L for the Lord of Lords, M for the Maker, N for the New and Living Way, O for Omega. Come on, put your hands together and magnify Him tonight. Give God the glory. Give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Hey! Spirit of the living God, bless your people tonight. Bless your people tonight. Beyond measure. Let the entrance of your word bring light. Let somebody be delivered tonight. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Shout amen like fire. Shout amen like fire. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. What a joy, what a privilege to be called to come and minister to you tonight. And I'm trusting the Lord that I'll be a blessing to you in the name of the Lord. First of all, I want to celebrate my parents in the Lord. They're not just the parents of people in Redeem. My parents in the Lord, Baba and Mama Adeboye, want to bless the Lord. Want to thank God for them. Want to thank God that they are not just legends, they are a testimony. They are our reference points. I believe they are the pastors of Nigeria. Every nation has to have a pastor. Billy Graham used to be the pastor of America. Baba Adeboye is our pastor in Nigeria. If you agree with me, put your hands together and celebrate their life. Thank God for them. Bless the Lord for them. About 6-7 years ago, I came to minister at this youth conference. And one of the leaders at that time is the late Pastor Dare Adeboye. I know that the saints in heaven, they watch what is going on earth. We can appreciate the hard work he did. So every young person who is here, put your hands together and let's appreciate him where he is in glory. Let's celebrate the hard work he did. Bless the Lord for his testimony. For the good life he lived, for the testimony he was to us. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate all those who are the people who put this together. Particularly, I want to appreciate Pastor Belema Obunge.
Only him can pull the stunts to get me to come and speak within 2 or 3 months' notice. I need 1 year. This man did it in 1.5 months. Ah, You are too powerful, though. Hey, please put your hands together for him. Come on. Such a great joy to be here tonight, and I pray that the sessions I have with you will definitely bless you. Your life will never be the same. I have a passion, a real passion, to push the people of God into prospering. So from tomorrow afternoon, whatever you do, you need to be here when I be teaching. It is my personal conviction that you should not go through what your parents went through. Some of our parents are 65. At retirement, they have nothing to show for it. From tomorrow, I'll be teaching how you can walk into the realms of billions, and it is possible as a child of God. If you believe, shout, I receive it. There's so many books on finance. This one says 30 reasons why you should own your own company. Because if you work in the ministry of works, at the end of the day, they will retire you and say bye-bye. I've been teaching more. I hope they will be able to work on the sound. Please, sound man, I came all the way from London for this, so I don't mind giving you books free. Make sure the sound is good for me. This is the book every young man should have in his hand. The Creative Edge. The 10 wealthiest people on earth right now have no industry. They have no factory. They just created an idea. Facebook is just an idea. It's not a book. It's not a face. Amazon is just a logistic company. And yet the owner is the wealthiest on earth. Microsoft has no factory. Only 3 companies in America are equivalent to the GDP of Africa. Microsoft, Amazon, and Google are worth $3 trillion. The whole GDP of the 56 nations in Africa is less than $2 trillion. The time has come for a shift. And you are the one God will use. You are the one God will use. You are the one God will use. The man or the woman with the loudest amen will be one of those God will use. They brought me 3 books, so I just talk about them and preach tonight. The 3rd book talks about 12 ways to perpetuate wealth. To perpetuate wealth. I've lived a few years on earth. And I know Nigeria. I was born in the north. I grew up in the north and came down in the south. And I can tell you, apart from 2 or 3 people, 2 or 3 families are the only ones that have generated 4 generational wealth. Every other one, the second generation, loses it. Apart from Tata, who borrowed Dangote money. No one have generated generational wealth. Where is Ekenedi Lichuku? Where is Abiola? Where is Darusha? Where is S.B. Bakari? All those names. But there is coming a generation in this house that God is going to raise to make a difference on earth. God is going to put amazing blessings in your hands. You will be a blessing to your generation. The province where you come from, next time they say they want to pioneer a church anywhere, and they say the amount, you alone will say, I'll build a building. Pull it to yourself and say, I receive it. If you believe it, put your hands together. Give the Lord praise tonight. Come on. Give the Lord praise tonight. Give the Lord praise tonight. The head of the sound man, who is the head of the sound? Let me bribe them now with the books so that they can take care of the sound. Please help me to give the head of the sound man. Praise God. Are you ready for the word tonight? I said, are you ready for the word tonight? Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not speak security for you, that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, whose young woman you were with, is he not our relative? In fact, he's winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore, wash yourself, anoint yourself, put on your best garment." Hey, God is speaking to some redeemed young man or woman here today. "Go down to the threshing floor. Do not make yourself known to any man until he has finished eating or drinking. Then it shall be, when he lies down, you shall notice the place where he lies. You shall go and cover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what you shall do." And she said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do." Tonight, I believe I have an assignment to somebody here who is about to step into a significant destiny. So my title is Stepping Into a Significant Destiny. Stepping into a significant destiny. Wherever you are in the sound of my voice. It is not an accident that you are a young man or young woman at this time. It is not an accident that you were born in Nigeria. I know there are challenges in the nation. Nigeria is an oxymoron, a contradiction. While nations of the earth are pushing their young men and women to advance in technology, to advance in AI, artificial intelligence, ASI, artificial super intelligence, our nation is busy protecting cows and cow herders. As if taking us back to the days that were ancient. I know some of you are here today. You wish you were born somewhere else. But I came to let you know God does not make a mistake. You are a woman of destiny. You are a man of destiny. And not, whatever you've gone through will end up working for you. It will work for your good. It will work for your advancement. I hope I'm preaching to the right people tonight. I came to let somebody know there is a significant destiny earmarked for your life. And what God is set to do in your life, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. And there is nothing he can do about it. What God is set to do in your life, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. And there is nothing he can do about it. If you believe, shout a good amen. Ruth. Hebrew tradition, not the Bible. Hebrew tradition says that Ruth and Orpah were sisters and that they were princesses. But somehow, they married into the same family. Husband died. Father-in-law died. Orpah decided to stay in her country. Ruth sensed destiny in her mother-in-law and decided to follow. There are some of us who are here today. You've wondered, what did I do wrong? I've studied all I need to study. I've done all I know to do. Why am I where I am? I came to let you know tonight, it is not over yet. You are going to step in your testimony. You are going to walk in your dignity. You are going to walk in your destiny. I pray for somebody who is here today. Even though your vision is tarrying, it shall still speak. Your vision shall still manifest. God will cause you to come into your favor. If you believe it, shout your good amen. The two of them came to a crossroad where they needed to make decision. Their husbands have died. Their father-in-law have died. And the mother-in-law said, "Change my name to Mara, bitterness. I'm going home. Don't follow me. I don't have sons you will marry." And at that crossroad, Ruth sensed a significant destiny. And she decided to follow our mother-in-law. Tonight, I'm going to share a few things you need to do when you begin to step into your significant destiny. Listen, I want you to know you have opportunities many don't have. You have the blessings many don't have. You know the Lord. You have Christ. You are in a good house. You are hearing the word. That is a blessing in itself, because the word of God will make way for you. You will arrive at your destination. Nothing will hold you down. You will become fulfilled. If you believe, shout amen. But tonight, I came to speak to a few people. The first step you need to take is to know what you are after. What is my goal in life? Don't stay with the wrong people. Don't hang with them. Forget the past people, the past places, the past things that didn't work. Stop procrastinating with your life. Stop staying in the place that things are not working. Know what you are after. Ruth had a clear understanding. If I follow this woman and her God, something good will happen to me. So she told her mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave you or to go back from following after you. For where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. You need to know what you are going after. Number two, you need to capture your thoughts and change your thinking to be in line with the word of God. Stop thinking little. Stop blaming Nigeria. Stop putting yourself down. Stop telling yourself, look at my life. I'm just a mess. Ruth could have done that and told herself, I'm just a widow. I'm just useless. Maybe I'm the one who killed my husband. The devil is a liar. I came not tonight to let somebody know. Change your thinking. I want you to know you are the way you think. If your thoughts are about breakthrough, about the blessing of God, about the destiny you carry, about the future you carry, it shall come to pass. You are the thoughts that you think. Change your thinking. For as a man thinketh, so is he. From tonight, something is going to change in your life. Number three, you need to have a vision of what you want. Where are you going with your life? What do you want with your life? What do you want to achieve? And listen, stop blaming the government of Nigeria. Don't put your destiny in their hand. There are some of you who are here, you didn't even realize your parents were an arrival point. Nigeria is an arrival point. You are a world citizen. Your destiny is bigger than your location. Your calling is greater than your location. Where God is taking you is bigger than where you started from. And I pray for you tonight, you will reach where God is taking you. You will achieve the purpose God meant for you. If you believe, shout a big amen. You need to have a vision of what you want in life. Some people, all they want in life is to just touch money. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire. That's all they want. They just want to touch the money. Or $1 million. Majesty Naira. First in a homa. Homa, homa. Oh, one bell, like for me, oh, did they call by me, Joe? They just want to touch money. They don't know that that is not wealth. There are four kinds of Nigerians: poor ones, middle class, rich men, and wealthy people. The poor have nothing. The middle class drive big cars, SUV. They carry title, manager. But if they lose their job after 3 months, they'll be drinking Gary with Guguru. The rich like to show off. They make noise. I am the Eze Buruburu of India, of Ezea Mobi Ato. They are not wealthy. Wealthy people don't show it. And they use it to make a difference. They are in this house tonight. They are in this house tonight. They are in this house tonight. God is raising an army in the name of Jesus. Shout amen with fire. You must have a vision of what you want. Are you sure this is what you want? Is this for you? Not because it is good for someone else. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you, or to stop from following after you. For where you go, I will go. Where you die, I will die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. If so be that death do us part. When you look at Naomi, there is nothing to see. Alerosha, Nebra, Handoros, Ketalerebo, Ratalerebo, Kataleriza. But Ruth sensed, this woman is a carrier of destiny. There are young men, when they want to date, all they look at is the shape of the girl. They don't ask, is she a carrier of destiny? There are young ladies, when the guy comes to talk to them, there are young ladies, when the guy comes to talk to them, first question is, do you have a car? How much is your salary? How tall are you? If you are short, you are in trouble. God help all the short men. What do you want? What do you want? When you don't know what you want, people will give you what you don't want. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you, or to stop from following after you. I sense destiny around you. There's something about you, Naomi. There may be death now, but there is a future. There is a resurrection. There is a testimony. I ask you, young lady, if that young man comes to you, instead of you to ask for vision, why are you asking for his car? The first question I would have asked if I were a lady and a man wants to marry me will be, where are you going? Because if you know where you are going, then I can follow you. But if you don't know where you are going, we will end up in the ditch. What do you want? I came tonight to call somebody to significant destiny. And I see you step into it. I said, I see you step into it. I see you step into it. You will step into destiny. You will step into purpose. There are governors of states of Nigeria here tonight. There are senators in this place tonight. There are members of House of Reps here tonight. There are major businessmen here tonight. There are major businesswomen here tonight. I want you to believe it and say, I receive it. There are global players here tonight. Men and women who are going to be global players. By global players, I mean they recognize you globally. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 His name was Strive Masria. He got born again after the war in Zimbabwe. Got born again, went to university, no job. So himself and three other guys, every day they will show up in church. They will clean the church, sit down under their pastor, and their pastor will speak into their lives every day, speak into their life every day. Tomorrow they are coming back. They will clean the church again. Graduates. They had degrees. No job in the nation. But they believed in Jehovah. They will sit under their pastor every day. Ladies and gentlemen, those four men, three of them owned a bank. The fourth one was the one who brought Econet to Nigeria. And today, this year, May, for the first time, Britain listed the first black billionaire in Britain. And it was Tribe Masriya. Of course, he didn't make it in Britain. They are just claiming the glory. He made it in Africa. All they did was sit under the feet of the apostle, receiving revelation, believing God. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come to this conference. You will not go empty-handed. You will not go empty-handed. Your story will change. 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 If you believe it, say, I receive it. Significant destiny. Number four, pick your fights. Pick your fights. There are some things that are time wasters. Don't get involved in every battle, every fight. Know what you can handle. Know what you are ordained to handle. Don't fight with heavyweight boxer when you are still featherweight. If you don't believe me, go and ask Joshua. You realize a fine boy does not do it when you meet heavyweight. Pick your fight. It defines your moment. When you are going through battles, know that it's not over. As the Lord lives, you will come out of that battle. You will come out of that battle. You will come out with a testimony. You will come out with glory. In the name of Jesus. Number five, know your defining moments. Know your defining moments. The mother-in-law said to Ruth, where did you glean yesterday? And she said, the farm of one man called Boaz. Mother-in-law said, Boaz Chilokwe. Boaz. Ah, that's our relation. He's a bachelor millionaire. Oh, I said, oh, money. You went to the right farm. May God order your steps to the right places. May God order your steps to the right places. Vitori yin ti ma sori ese rin yin oni ye ni be ibi ta o ti rin arin ye koni gbona ma yin. Where you will step in and your story will change, that is where you will go. May your steps be ordered by the Lord. 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 If you believe it, say yes. Know your defining moments. The mother-in-law said, where did you say you went? Ah, you this girl. You are up to something. You are Ralushka Helereba. There is destiny on your life. You didn't die in Moab. You came to the land of strangers. And God had ordered your step. There is something to you. There's somebody here tonight. They tried to kill you, they couldn't kill you. They tried to abort you, they couldn't abort you. They fought you, they couldn't win over you. You will arrive at your destination. 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 Know your defining moments. Know where you are going. Don't waste the opportunity in mediocrity. Don't hang out with the wrong people. Stop hanging with bitter people. They are bitter with God, bitter with church, bitter with the pastor, bitter with the neighbor, bitter. They are worse than aloma bitters. Move away from them. Move away from gossips. The mother-in-law didn't say, where did you say you went? Boaz's farm. Ah, don't go there anymore. We don't know why he's not married at his age. He's still a bachelor, even though he's a millionaire. Blah, 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 blah. Some people talk more than they should. She didn't. She said, if it was Boaz's farm you went, there is a special oil on your life that called all that your step to the farm of Boaz, our relation, and a wealthy one at that. There's somebody here tonight. Ah! Your destiny will manifest. Your destiny will manifest. Your destiny will manifest. Shout amen 3 times. Number 6. The mother-in-law told her, if it is Boaz's farm you are going to, wash your face. Wash your face. Young man, young woman, stop blaming all the people who have hurt you in life. Wash your face. Stop blaming your parents who dropped you and they were never there for you. Wash your face. Stop blaming your mother who didn't stay to take care of you. Wash your face. Stop blaming the teacher who made you to hate mathematics. Wash your face. Stop blaming the pastor who got you angry. Stop blaming the people who bypassed you and chose people lesser than you. Don't let the mask of yesterday stop the beauty of today. Wash your face. Isaiah 25 verse 7 says, there are some people who have a tarpaulin, a veil over their face. Beautiful, but nobody is seeing you. Because you are allowing yesterday to cover your beauty. The man who abused you, whom you've never told anyone. The one who molested you, you've never told anybody. Wash your face. Wash your face. Because if you are going to manifest your destiny, you can't keep talking about yesterday. You can't. If you are a driver, you notice. If you ever look at your rearview mirror, it's only for a short time. You look forward. You look forward. Wash your face. Too many young men, young women are not moving forward in life because they've allowed people of the past to hold them down. Wash your face. Forget yesterday's history. Wash your face. Do something about tomorrow by washing your face. Wash it away. Wash the anger away. The people who offended you, wash your face. The one who said, you will never amount to anything. I lived with a woman who took advantage of us when we were young. Even as a teenager, I was still hawking bread. The Sahara Desert in the middle of my head is not genetic. It's from hawking bread without anything between my head and the tree. She wake us 12. She sent us to bed 12 in the night. Wake us 5. The brain of a teenager still needs more sleep. At 16, I was carrying a baby on my back. Young man. Carrying baby. 16, 17. She woke us up with a curse. You will never amount to anything. Wake up. But I've been where she could never go. I've seen what she could never see. I've traveled to nations she will never be. Wash your face.
Tell your neighbor, wash your face. Wash your face. Wash your face. Wash your face. Break away from yesterday. Wash your face. People who wash their face, they do strange things. They go to strange places. January last year, I went to that same woman. She's still alive in her 90s. With more money than she can spend in her lifetime and put in her hands. She'd been hearing what I had become globally. But I went to bless her. Wash. The mother-in-law told her, wash your face. Move away from the past. Don't ruin your new season. Don't let people keep seeing your past. There are some people, when they look at your face, they can tell. And some of us, we like it. We like to show everybody to know that we've gone through trouble. And I don't know what they're announcing about this world, though. Shut up. Now only you see something. Wash your face, Joe. Wash your face. Wash your face. Listen to me, sister. You can't go forward until you wash your face. There's a level of favor you cannot enter until you wash your face. Stop holding to the issue of the past. One man disappoints you. Two men disappoint you. Since then, any man will come. All men are snakes. Who tell you so? Wash your face. Somebody scream, wash your face. If you don't wash your face, you will go and meet Boaz with the face of a Moabite. If you don't wash your face, you will go and meet Boaz with the face of a Moabite. And Deuteronomy 23, I believe verse 3, says, a Moabite shall not enter the house of the Lord for 10 generations. But for this one, oh, for her to enter. Listen to me, everyone, tonight. There are face washing education cannot fix. There are people with master's degree when they marry, then they beat their wife because they never wash face. There are women with PhD with pathological jealousy. Wash your face. Tell your neighbor, wash your face. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is that you should look for people who are going somewhere and join them. Put all those things behind. Don't just sing in church. You are not Gbagbe. Forget it and move on. Change your attitude. Some of us, we don't know it because we have not washed our face. We think witches are after us. which is not even know you, waiting you carry away, then they won't pursue.
Tell your neighbor, wash your face. Number 7. Anoint your face. Anoint your face. Put something new on. Put on the garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. From today, I anoint you with the oil of joy. I anoint you with the oil of joy. Testimony will break out in your house. Glory will break out in your house. In the name of Jesus. Fresh oil will rest on your life. Favor will rest on your life. Blessing will rest on your life. From today, anywhere you enter, the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. The beauty of the Lord will be upon you. The testimony of Jesus will be upon you. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The kayil, the Hebrew word there, is kayil. Kayil of the Lord is risen upon you. Kayil is empowerment, uncommon strength, uncommon grace, uncommon glory. Arise, shine. Don't let the devil catch you showing that what he's doing is getting at you. Anoint your face. Anoint your face. By the time you leave this camp, get ready for the world. Get ready to take territory. Get ready to move in a new dimension. Get ready to take territories. Get ready to possess possessions. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be favored. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, anoint your face. The Bible says to serve the Lord with gladness. Anoint your face. Don't serve with attitude. Come with thanksgiving. Replace the spirit of heaviness. You are a woman on the way to significant destiny. You will arrive there. I said you will arrive there. You will arrive there. Number 8. Set goals for yourself. From now on, I want to be a better believer. I want to prosper. Spiritual goal. I want to grow in the grace of Jesus. Prayer goals. I want to pray 1 hour every day. We don't want you to stay 4 hours and you did nothing. So start with 1 hour. Mental growth. As a young person, read a book a week. I read 3 to 4 a week. 3 to 4. I download e-books every day. Every day, or every week, I have 2 or 3 I'm buying. Every week, I'm getting alerts. I look at them. I see the one I need. I spend money to do speed reading so I can read a book of 100 pages in 1 hour and retain 95%. Set goals. Who do I need to become? What do I want to be? Because some of us, we think destiny is just they pour oil on your head. It's not enough. You're a young man. You're a young woman. You must balance your life like a pendulum. Principles, power. Principles, power. There are some churches. All they have is power, power, power. No principles. There are some others. All they have is principle, principle, principle. No power. Get the power and get the principle. Set goals for yourself. Financial goals. You need to be here from tomorrow afternoon. Hey! Billionaires are rising in this house. Billionaires are rising in this house. The power of poverty will be broken in your life. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Number nine.
Wash your face. Anoint your face.
Then he said, put on a new garment. Wear a new dress. Put on something fresh. Therefore, wash yourself. Ruth 3:3. Anoint yourself and put on your best garment. Prepare. There's a favor coming. But you can't have a room and parlor mentality to handle a mansion blessing. You need to change your mentality. Prepare. There's a favor coming. Get ready. Something's going to happen very fast. There's an anointing on my life for somebody to move speedily. After tonight, things will begin to happen in your life. They'll be happening suddenly. They'll be happening suddenly. 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 The Hebrew word suddenly means hastily, quickly, without warning. Hastily, quickly, without warning. Hastily, quickly, without warning. Before next youth convention, hastily, quickly, without warning. The breakthrough you are expecting, hastily, quickly, without warning. The turnaround to your life, hastily, quickly. The change of your location, hastily, quickly. From tonight, every garment of limitation, we rip it off your life. Every garment of shame, we rip it off your life. Every garment of backwardness, we rip it off your life. You will move into a new season. You will move into a new day. You will move into a new blessing. There is something God has prepared for you. It is coming into your hands. I said it is coming into your hands. Favor is coming into your house. Blessing is coming into your house. Somebody scream, change your garment. Change your garment. Change your garment. Put your hands together. Give God a praise tonight. Come on. Number 10. Go to the place. The mother-in-law said, wash your face. Anoint your face. Change your garment. Go to the place. Some of you need to get out of your yesterday. Get out of your limitation. Stop being held down. Stop your excusitis. Excusitis is the disease of excuses. Why are you not doing well? Why are you where you are? It's not my fault. The man by the pool of Bethesda. 38 years. On the same spot. Get out. Make it like a command. Tell your neighbor, get out. Look at someone else again. Tell them, get out. First time I ever went to Israel. I've been to Israel 7 times, not as a tourist. I got to preach for God TV. The first time I went, they asked a guide to take me around. The first place I said to take me to was the pool of Bethesda. When he got there and showed me the pool, it was just 3 times this platform. So tiny. There was a woman from the Israeli tourist board. I said, this pool, was it bigger than this in the days of Jesus? They said, no, this was the size. And one man sat beside him for 38 years. giving excuses. I have no man. No one is helping me. Angel did not see me. That one did not see me. My family. Get out! From tonight, you are coming out. You are coming out of limitation. You are coming out of shame. You are coming out of limitation. You are coming out of embarrassment. You are coming out of limitation. You are coming out of shame. Somebody scream, I'm coming out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together. Give God the biggest praise tonight. Come on. And listen to me, my dear young man. When God begins to bring you out, out of poverty, lack, shame, embarrassment, limitation, low self-esteem, into a new season, it may not look like you fit, but God will begin to make room for you. God will begin to make room for you. And when you get there, there are men and women ordained to help you. They will help you with your vision. They will help you with your dream. They will help you with your destiny. They will help you with your dream. They will help you with your destiny. Shout amen. Go to the place. And when you get there, don't introduce yourself as some rubbish. If they say, are you blessed? You say, of course I'm blessed. The Yoruba say, Idanio Pere Leru. A slave will introduce himself. If you take a slave to a house, don't introduce him. He will introduce himself. When they serve food, you go and sit down on one floor. They will know that this one is not one of their sons. Ruth knew who she was in God. When she got there, she did not tell Boaz, before you go on, sir, I am a widow. My husband died. My brother-in-law died. My father, shut up. We cut that path from you in the name of Jesus. We cut that shame from you in the name of Jesus. We cut that embarrassment from you in the name of Jesus. We cut that failure from you in the name of Jesus. You will arrive in your purpose. You will arrive in your purpose. I said you will arrive in your purpose. Let me begin to close. I won't just go through whatever is left in my notes anymore. Tonight, there are people with significant destinies here. Your calling is sure. Your calling is great. The devil can't stop you. What you go through won't stop where you are going to. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon these men and women tonight. Begin to heal destinies. Begin to reveal purpose. Heal destinies. Heal destinies. Heal destinies. Heal destinies. Heal destinies. Heal purposes. Heal destinies. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together. Give God the biggest praise. Come on. Oh. Remain standing. I'm going to close very soon.
I'm going to make three calls tonight and hand over the microphone. But before I make those calls, let me share my story in 2 minutes. I was a Muslim. My name was Ahmed. My brother's name, Mudashir. My sister, Adijat. My mother, Aishat. My father, Salau. Then I heard an old, old story. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life for a wretch like me. I got born again when I was 20. God called me to ministry when I was 21. Went to Bible school when I was 22. I resumed in Shomolu Four Square Church when I was 24. The church rented a decked house. One of the rooms there, face me, I face you. I lived in one single room. The decking was not good. When it rained outside, it would rain inside. My bed would be covered wet. All that time, the call of God was on my life. I had not known how to wash my face, how to anoint my face. I accepted anything anyone threw at me. But something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. Something in me said, you are bigger than where you are. Fast forward today, God had turned my life around beyond imagination. I came tonight to let you know you carry significant destiny. But there are some who are here tonight. You've never really, in a personal and definite way, received Christ into your heart. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no hope. No Jesus, no direction. No Jesus, no meaning to life. So if you are saying, Pastor Matthew, please pray for me. I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be a new person. Please pray for me. If you are such a person, I want you to start coming out and go towards your right. Come out and go towards your right. Go towards the right. The right. The right. Come out and go towards the right. You want to give your life to Christ? Come out and go towards the right. Come, come, come. I'm waiting for you. Come. 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 The keyboard is give me C on your keyboard. Come, 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 come. I want them on the right. Please, not there. On the right, on the right, on the right. Everyone who wants to give, I want you to run, 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 run. Run. It's your Udo. It's the Udo. Udo die bube. Quaker Jesus pattern no biggie. It's your Udo. It's the Udo. Udo die bube. Quaker Jesus pattern no biggie. Make it come bubble. Abale burugie ye. Megi kage bupo. Abale burugie ye. Megi kage bupo. Abale burugie ye. Quaker Jesus, Patano Bigi. I'm waiting for you. Don't assume that you know Christ. I want you to come out. I'd like to pray for you. Quick! Get out of your seat. Rush to the front. You're saying, Pastor Matthew, please pray for me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm waiting for you. Come, 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 come. Get out of your seat. I'm waiting. Wherever you are tonight, I want you to come quickly. Along with these people who have come forward, you're saying, Pastor Matthew,
The word got to me. I was born again before, but I backslidden. I want to renew and restore my life. I want you to run out, come. I want to renew my life. I want to restore my walk with God. I want you to run to the front. Come quick. Come. Get out of your seat. Come. Get out of your seat. You are saying, Pastor Matthew, I used to, really, I got born again, gave my life, but some things went wrong. I want to restore. I want to renew my life. Come. Get out of your seat. One Ibati Christian Bayo. Wamarino Eshemo. Watu gogo unto deo. Wa bere reje toru. Onpeo ni siyi. Wabolugala chimpe. Onpeo ni siyi. Wabolugala chimpe. I want you to come quick. I say, Pastor Matthew, please pray for me. Come. I heard an old story. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And then I cried, Lord Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Somehow, Jesus came to me and wrought the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He washed me and loved me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I'm about to pray for these people. You are saying, Pastor Matthew, I want to really rededicate my life. I'm not being serious. I want your restoration. I want you to join them. I know the counselors are with them tonight. But I'm going to lead them to just pray with me. And then I'm going to hand them over to the counselors. Everyone who is in front, I want you to say after me tonight. And really, I want the whole house to say it. Lord Jesus. I want everybody to say it. Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for my sin. I ask you to forgive me now. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me with your blood. Make me a new person. I receive you today as my Lord and Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for all these men and women who are in front today, that today begins a new beginning in your life. The power of the enemy is broken. The grip of Satan is broken. The blood of Jesus washes you. Every power that have held you down must let you go. Be free in the name of Jesus. 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 From tonight, you begin a new beginning. You begin a new walk. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's put our hands together and give God praise for this man and woman. Come on, let's celebrate. There is joy in heaven. I think the counselors are on that side. Ladies and gentlemen, all of you who are in front, to your right are the counselors. They're going to talk to you. They'll give you some literature and they'll pray more with you. Please go to them. Let's give them a big God bless you as they go on to the council. Come on. Tonight, my message was about significant destiny. This next call maybe a lot of people, whatever it is, but you feel that a chain needs to be broken, something holding you needs to stop, you feel there is need for you to let go of the pain, the abuse, the hurt, the molestation, the things you've been through that are holding your destiny. I want to pray for you. I will not be able to lay hands, but your stepping forward is an act of faith and is a prophetic action. You are walking away from every limitation and everything that has ever held you down. I want you to come to the front. Come. And as you come, I want you to start praying for yourself. Please don't push anyone. Do not push anyone. Just come to the front. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new season. It's a new day. Little Mosha. There is power. Hey! In the name of Jesus. Power! There is power. Power! In the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Little Mosha. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break, 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 break In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
As you have stepped forward tonight, your story changes. Your story changes. Every darkness around you, the power of darkness is broken. The limitations on your life are broken. You will never go back to yesterday. You will never go back to insufficiency. You will never go back to shame. You will never go back to pain. Welcome to a new season. Welcome to a new day. Welcome to a new life. Welcome to a turnaround. From tonight, great expectations. Exceeding expectations. Blessed beyond expectation. Prosperous beyond expectation. Equipped beyond expectation. Empowered beyond expectation. Motivated beyond expectation. Determined beyond expectation. Anointed beyond expectation. Gifted beyond expectation. Accepted beyond expectation. Redeemed beyond expectation. Focused beyond expectation. From today, no more average. No more failure. No more shame. You are a free man. You are a free woman. Your face is washed. Limitation is taken away. The oil of God is upon you. Your face is anointed. You will go places. You will connect with your Boaz. You will connect with your helper. You connect with your helper. You connect with your Boaz. You connect with your helper. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Who will ever know that that girl whose husband died, who followed her mother-in-law to town, will marry Boaz, and the two of them begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David, and David begat Solomon. So when you read the book of Matthew, Ruth is there as part of the lineage of Jesus. From a woman who needed to wash her face to a woman in the line of the Messiah, greatness is coming out of you. Destiny is coming out of you. Favor is coming out of you. Glory is coming out of you. Testimony is coming out of you. You walked to this altar. I prophesy on you tonight, by the power of the living Christ, by the oil on our Father, by the anointing that is upon this ground, by the power that have raised the dead, healed the sick upon this ground, you walk into a new season. You walk into a testimony. You walk into a new life. You walk into a change of life. A change of destiny. A change of purpose. A change of life. A change of purpose. A change of destiny. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen 3 times. The word hallelujah, hallel, jah, means to celebrate, jah.
to magnify Jah. It means to elevate. Jah, Hallel. In Arabic, Halal means to make holy the name of the Lord. Shout hallelujah 7 times. Celebrate!